Zion ER, Sunday the 29th of April, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, Trees in Shul Courtyards.
One of the shuls which I frequent, Bridge Lane Beis HaMedrash, just refurbished and renovated, and I was walking past the shul with a kanoi, and he saw that they planted a few flowers in a bed of earth which is in the chotzer of the shul, and he said, "Lo yisita lecho asheira kol ein tzeitz ha-mizbach Hashem alekacha." So my question this morning is there any substance to this remark and criticism? Now, this is a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, where it says that you mustn't plant any tree. The word asheira is confusing, because one might assume that the reference here is to an idolatrous tree, as in va'ashereihem tisrufun bo'esh. However, Chazal, both in the Sifri, on this pasuk, and also in the Gemara and Tomid, Daf Chav Ches, as also paskened by the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, understood that the reference here is not to any idolatrous tree, but there is an issa to plant a tree, any tree, as benign as it may be, whether it's fruit-bearing or ilon srak, doesn't yield any fruit, in the temple precinct, in the Beis HaMikdash. Where exactly? So, in the Sifri itself, Rashi and Ramban al HaTorah say in the hall of the Har HaBayis. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah there says, Eitzel HaMizbech Oy B'chol HaZorah. The Mepharshim discuss what the mocker for the Rambam is from the other Shittas of Tanoim. But Al Koponim, the Yisra is to plant a tree in the precinct of the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash.
You differentiate between Beis HaMikdash and our shuls?
Right. Well, that's what we're going to discuss.
And one more question. Do you differentiate between planting and putting a flower pot?
We'll discuss that as well. Right. So, this is what it says in the Sifri. So there is an issa to plant a tree. And the Sifri says, and so the Rambam paskens, that someone who plants a tree in the forbidden zone is Chayiv Malkus. He's been over on one of the 365 negative commandments of the Torah, planting a tree in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Ma'aseh Shehoyo Kachoyo. There was a community in Germany who approached Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, the author of Orach HaNer, and this tshuva is documented in his compendium, Shalas Tshuvas Binyan Siyan Simon Tess. They had a tree already in the courtyard. Presumably this tree pre-existed the shul. It was a nut tree, it was a fruit tree. And they were concerned about the issue of Kitzitzas Iloni Machol, which is also later on in Parsha Shoftim, that you're not allowed to chop down fruit trees. But they came up with the suggestion that in this case, since it's L'Tzorech Mitzvah, it would be permissible to cut down the fruit trees. Their interest was to make the chotzer a little bit more spacious or airy. They didn't want this tree in the middle. And therefore, they wanted to cut it down. And they said, there's no issue of Kitzitzas Iloni Machol, because Adrabah, it's L'Tzorech Mitzvah, in order to get rid of a tree. What was the basis for their contention? He said, it seems, that if you look in the Ramban, in Parashat Shoftim, the Ramban dwells on the word Asherah. Why is it called an Asherah? It's not an idolatrous tree. State in Ramban, Kol Eitz Hanotua Al Pischei Beis Elikim Yikorei Asherah. The term Asherah, the word Asherah, is a generic term to describe any tree which is planted at the entrance of a house of worship. Be it the worship of God, or Lehavdil Elef Avdolos, the worship of idols, but false gods. But the point is, "Lisita lecho asheira kol eitz mizbech Hashem alekecha" means don't plant an asheira. That means this type of tree which is planted by a base avoda, eitz mizbech Hashem alekecha. So the Shoyim wanted to say, since the Ramban defines an asheira as what ilon hanotua eitz al pischei beis elikim. So therefore, Beis HaKnesses is also Beis HaLikim, Nahalich Berogesh is also Beis HaLikim. We stay when we come into the shul. But Mela, the Issa should apply also to a shul. says the Yorchaner, no, you misunderstood it. The Ramban is not saying that the Isser extends to any Pischi B'Salatim. The Ramban is merely explaining the word Ashero. But it doesn't say L'sit Alecho Ashero Eitzel Pischi B'Salatim. It says L'sit Alecho Ashero Eitzel Mizbech Hashem Alekecho. So the meaning of an Ashero is an Ilon Hanotua Eitzel Pischi B'Salatim. Yes. And a tree that would be planted outside a shul would also be called an Asherah. But the problem is that the Torah only forbids such an Asherah, not outside a shul, but only Eitzel Mizbech Hashem Elokecha. And therefore he says we cannot extrapolate from this that this should apply even to a Beis HaKnesses. Now, another point here is, in Letzad HaShoyalim, is that both the Rambam and the Ramban understand under Sefer HaChinuch, all understand that this Isser of planting a tree, Eitzel Beis HaMikdash, is Mipnei HaRchoka Medarkei Avodah Zarah, to distance herself from the practices of Avodah Zarah, who used to plant trees, whether for the purposes of beautifying, or to gather people, or as a signpost of some sort. So it was a Derech Avodah Zarah. And the context of the Pasuk also suggests that, because the next pasuk is Lisokim L'cho Matzeva Shasoni Hashem Elokecha. And Matzeva, we know, Hazal says, Sifri quoted in Rashi on the pasuk, was Huva B'mei Hovis, but it became Sunua Achshov. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbid the Matzeva? Because it became a Choykel Avodah Zarah, it became part of their practice, and therefore that was forbidden. So again, so if that's the case, so therefore it should apply also to a Beis HaKnesses. But the truth is that this argument doesn't hold water, as the Aruch HaNer is merames, that because, first of all, even with regard to Tamim, which are Mefurash and Chazal, this is the time of the Pasuk, we pass in like the Chachomim, in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Tesvav, that Loi Darshin on time of the cross. So even if we were to agree that this is the reason of the Pasuk, the Issa would not automatically extend to a Beis HaKnesses, especially as the reason is not Mefurash in the Pasuk. Besides which, many Achorim, Roshan Moshe Feinstein, argue that even where you have reasons for mitzvahs that are given, so if they're in Chazal, they are begeder time of the Krah. But reasons which you find in the Rambam and Ramban and the Chinuch and the Rishonim, post Talmudic time of the Krah, these are not even begeder time of the Krah of Yidas of Shimon. These are ideas which Shagam Tam Zayesh, that there's this reason as well. But this reason has no authoritative or determining position. Akoparim, the Aruch HaNer, said to them, there's nothing to discuss, and therefore it's forbidden to cut down the tree, even Al Yidei Goy. Since we're talking about Tzitzis Siloni Maichol, and that's in Issa D'Oraisa, Lisash Kusaseitzo. And by this, the Raisa we pasken that you shouldn't tell a goy to do it, so therefore you can't get a goy to cut down, and the tree shall remain in place. And the Aruch HaNer was mechadish in the tshuva, he said another chiddush, that in this case, where the tree pre-existed the shul, he would argue that even if it was in the Beis HaMikdosh Mamesh, it would be okay. Why? Because it doesn't say in the Torah that you mustn't maintain a tree that pre-existed the shul. All it says in the Torah is, you mustn't plant a tree. Planting is what is forbidden. The tree was planted there already. There's no chiyuv to uproot it. We see, for example, in the Gemara Makis Daf Chof Aleph, l'gabei the Isser of Kilay HaKerem, that there is an Isser of Kiyum Kilayim B'Kerem. You mustn't plant Kilay HaKerem, but you also mustn't maintain it. If it's there, you have to get rid of it. But there, the Gemara brings a special Yalfusa from the Pasuk to say that you get rid of it. Zok Doruch HaNes, and we see from here that in the absence of a special Yalfusa, a special derivation from the Torah to tell us that you have to get rid of a pre-existing plantation tree, then the Issa is only for Natiya. It's not for anything else. And Bamela, it's there's no Isser even in the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. If when David was kind of the Gurion Arab, now you would see there would have been a tree there, and beforehand there would be no Isser to keep the tree there. This was the tshuva of the Aruch HaNer. I'll just add another.
For all the reasons to do with not publicizing or doing the way of Baba Dazora, then yeah, it would be a genuine dafka to remove it, even if it's there, but the tree shouldn't be there.
Yes, but that's if you say that those reasons have. Probably, very good question, but probably the answer to the oracle there would be to the answer, say, Linda Shimon time of the crow. Yeah. We'd say, Linda Shimon time of the crow. So this is only Mitzad Lissitalacha. I mean, there's room to be mafalpal in Linda Shimon time of the crow, but Pashtus, if the reason is not written in the Pasuk, the normative. Even if we are, even if it's written in Chazal, we would say that Loi Dashin and time of the Quran, you can't extend the Issa to Kiyom either. Some Achronim would want to say that Chumrah we would be Doyish time of the Quran, which this would be a case of Chumrah. But even then, the whole time of the Quran here is not Mufurish in the Pasuk or even in Chazal. So as I said before, it's something which I haven't seen in Chazal itself. It seems there's a consensus amongst the Rishonim that the Isser has got something to do with Avod Zarah. But it's not in Chazal. Ramila, it could even be that it doesn't have the gather of time of the Quran at all. As I mentioned before, Rav Moshe says this in a number of places, as do others, that wherever the time of the crow is not in Chazal, it's not even together the time of the crow without Reb Shimon, or to whatever extent we're prepared to consider time of the crow, which is not in Chazal. I wanted to add another knetch to this, that this din, that you're not allowed to plant a tree eitzel on his berg, the Rambam says is b'chol ha'azor. In other words, b'chol ha'azor defines what's considered eitzel on his berg. Other Rishonim say the whole of Har HaBayis, based on the Sifri. Now, Bepashtus, the Sifri, the Azora, and the Harabais have a Kedusha. And therefore it's arguable that the reason the Isser is to plant a tree in a Mokoi which has Kedusha Samikdosh, to one extent or another. That's the case. Now, if the Chich is the Chotzer in a Shul, a shul may have Kedusha, may have a Kedusha which is similar to Kedusha Samikdosh, but it doesn't have all the same dinim. The Gemara in Brachas in Perites says you can spit in a shul, you can't spit on the Harabais. You can wear shoes in a shul, you can't wear shoes in the Harabais. There are differences. But it's only believer more that the Taina, the Be'etzen, in a Beis HaKnesses, there's no such concept as a Chotzer Beis HaKnesses. What I mean is no such concept as a Chotzer Beis HaKnesses. The Azora was a component part of the Beis HaMikdash. It had to be there. The Rambam says there are three primary components, the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim and the Azora. Hakol, Nikro, Mikdash. These three together are called Mikdash. A shul, if it's pragmatic, you can go a step out of the shul straight into the street. So even if a shul does have an Azora, there are no dinim which are chal on the Azora of a Beis HaKnesses unless it's used for regular davening, like in some of the Shtibel of Chanetz Yisroel. But it was not used for davening, so it's communal property which the shul decided to acquire together with the shul and surround it with a fence. But it doesn't assume any intrinsic sanctity at all. Just like if a shul is built on a hill, shul mount, it wouldn't have the mountain outside the shul wouldn't have a din of Har HaBayis. Yeah, even if the shul acquired that and they made it private parking for members of the shul. Yeah. Because there's no such musig. A shul doesn't need a chotzen, a shul doesn't need a har. So therefore, if there happens to be a har, or happens to be a chotzen, which belongs to the owners of the shul, so be it. But it certainly doesn't have kedushas hazara that you could, if this ister is associated with kedusha, that this ister should be chal there in the hazara, in the chotzen of the Beis HaKnesses as well. This is all in the side of the mitzvah. The Maisa, this Shita of the Nasir seems to be accepted, been accepted by a number of Rabbonim, Yitzchak Bamberger in Germany, and Yitzchak Isaac Herzog in Eretz Yisroel, Shraga Fagi Schneebalg in London, and Charles Achul Shraga Ameir doesn't seem to have been concerned about this, and others. The Nasir, Rav Natoli Tzvi Yehuda Berlin of Volozhin, also said there's no Issa. So, there is quite a broad group of Achronim who went in the same derech, and asserted that there's no issur at all. However, there is one source which would make one be a little bit cautious, and that is that in Eir HaChaim Siman Kuf Nun, there's a short Hagah from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that he found, he doesn't say whether he agrees with it, he doesn't agree with it, he quotes a pirish of Rabbi David Aramo on the Rambam, Hilch Sefer Amada, Hilch Sefer Zorah, Perek Vav HaLachates, where Rabbi David Aramo, was about 500 years ago or more, says, Nira Lani Estaiti, just like there's an Issa to plant a tree, Eitzel on Mizbeach, there's also an Issa to plant a tree, Eitzel Pesach Beisach Knesses, Midarabon. Now, this is a very big Kiddush, as Herzog argues in Shas Shivasech and Yitzchok. You don't find in any Rishonim or the earlier Poskim that the Issa should extend to a shul. And Meichate said there should be an Issa de Rabbonon. Not everywhere where there's an Issa de Raisa in relation to the Beis Hamikdash is there an Issa de Rabbonon in relation to a shul. As we said before, the Surim of Rekika Bahara Bias would probably be included in the Issa de Raisa of Mikdashi Tirol, Meir Mikdash, but there's no Issa in a shul. Not every Issa Midraisa in the Beis Hamikdash has a parallel Issa Midrabbonon in relation to a shul. Nevertheless, out of deference for David Aramo, who was one of the early Achronim, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who probably would not have quoted it had he not held that Yesh Devarim Bekoi, many would argue that one should abstain from planting trees in shul. Now, if you want to push it in the Chotz of a shul, if you want to argue mitzad the Kolei Ha'ira, you could say, now look, even if David Armoni says it's an Issa de Rabbonon, and we see that the Aruch HaNer, the Siyase passed, and that there's no Issa at all even with Rabbonon. So, Yashemrim, there is an Issa de Rabbonon, Yashemrim, there isn't an Issa de Rabbonon. So we have here a number of Achronim who Pirshu Tameim Ifrotius, and they said there's no Issa de Rabbonon at all. So, Sofik de Rabbonon Hoker. So therefore, you can't really chastise or rebuke community who decided to build trees, to plant trees in the Chotz of Beis HaKnesses, based on the fact that the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because they could say that we're saying on many Achronim who are Meikol, and it's only in the Siddur Abonim, but Meikol Yash Leal Milismach. However, amongst Hungarian Poskim, we find a strong objection to trees in a shul. Most famous amongst them is the Maharam Shik. The Maharam Shik, the Hungarian Poskim, basically based their prohibition on two things. Number one, they taina that there is an Isser of the Sitalacha Asheru even by a shul. Either because of the Hagos Rabbi Akiva Eiger B'Shem Rav David Aramor, that there's an Issa de Rabbonon, although we don't know the source for this Issa de Rabbonon from Chazal, or because for some reason they assume that this Issa that applies to the Beis HaMikdash applies to any Beis Elikim, perhaps based on the wording of the Ramban, or perhaps based on what Rabbi Akiva suggested before, the idea that since it's to distance ourselves from the ways of Avodah Zarah, it applies to a shul as well. The second reason why many pre-war Hungarian Gedolim were against planting trees was because of a V'chuk Yisrael Le'Salech, they believed that, quite aside from the issue of planting trees, Eitzel HaMizbeach, there's a din of a V'chuk Yisrael Le'Salech. And in those communities or circumstances where the trees are planted Eitzel Pischei Avodah Zarah by the churches, so therefore shul shouldn't do it. Poshut mitzad the general love of Mechukiseim Leiselich. This consideration was also addressed by Rabbi Sholem Mordechai Hakoyen Shvadron, the Brzhan Erod, in his Shalos Tshuvos Maharsham Chelik Vov, and he dismisses it by saying that first of all, then it depends on the circumstances. Where it is the meaning of the Goyim to have such a tree? And even if it is, then Bashinri Kolshu, as long as you're not doing the same type of tree, or exactly the same setting and decor that is adopted by the Christian denomination, then there's no issue with the same way. But the Maram Shik went so far in his Chumrah to say that you should actually uproot the trees. And it's very interesting. He said it's based on the same meaning of Kilayim. That means the Orach HaNes said, you see, by Kilayim, there's an issue of being Mekayim Kilayim. So the Maram Shik says here, there's also an issue of being Mekayim, the trees outside the shul. But he doesn't respond to the taina of the Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger that Bemison, by Kilayim there's a special pasuk to teach us that you're not allowed to have a tree, you're not allowed to keep the Kilayim once it's been planted already. So Bemela, but nevertheless the Maharam Shik said so. However, it's evident from the Maharam Shik, as is also evident from other tshuvas of that period in Hungary, that there were at least two other concerns. First of all, there was the general concern of reform, the early Hungarian neologs, and anything which smacked of changing the architecture, infrastructure, ambiance of a shul from anything that was traditionally known to them, based on the maxim of the Chasam Sofer, Chodosh Osam and Atoyu. And we know, just one second, we'll wait for questions afterwards. That's one thing, and that is significant because you see, the Moshel, Rav Moshe Feinstein, has a tshuva where he speaks about a Rav who didn't want to be Masada Kiddushin for a couple who wanted to get married inside a shul. Now, in Ramah it says it's a good thing, it's a siman toiv to have the chuppah outside the shul because it should be tachas kippas hashamayim, koyi azarecha. So Rav Moshe says that if a couple doesn't adopt that omen, that siman toiv for their wedding, then it doesn't in any way invalidate the wedding, and the Rav has an obligation based on his contract with the shul to attend and officiate as he does by any other chuppah. Then he quotes for the Chasam Sofer. He says the Chasam Sofer clearly made a much more serious issur out of having the chuppah indoors in the shul. So the Moshe says yes, but the Chasam Sofer did this under circumstances where he was reacting to changes, the tidal of reform that was sweeping over Hungary, Esbjerg, wherever he lived in those days, and that's what his response was to. So therefore, one must bear that in mind when you look at the Chomer, the stringency that an Achron gives to a particular issue. Maybe there might have been some additional considerations that were pertinent in a particular time, but they may not be relevant in all places and all times, because whenever something is done, the Migdar Milsa, as it says, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg says this in Sri Deish, Chelik Beis Siman Yud, whenever you do something in the Migdar Milsa, you can't compare one place to another. There are certain things which may serve the Migdar Milsa to make the necessary demarcation lines between the Orthodox and the Reform in one place, but are not required in another time. Okay? So, Mamela, it's important to bear that in mind. However, out of deference to the Maram Shik, many, I'm sure, Hungarian Rabbonim today would certainly not want that there should be any trees planted in the court, and may even insist on uprooting them. Although, having done a little bit of a survey, I've seen that many shuls do have trees in the courtyards, which were planted before the base HaKnesses came into existence. And even in the most Hungarian orientated communities, I haven't seen that they should actually be open and they should pull them out, which is what the Maram Shik would have preferred should be done. So whereas they may not plant them, but they certainly don't go so far as to pull them out, which would be actually a big panosa for some tree feller if all the shuls and bottom madrashas for that matter had to pull out the trees. The Maram Shik was also concerned about the issue of tzlius. He felt that if the shul courtyard became somewhat like a park, then it could become a place for socializing, and of course it could create an unhealthy mingling between members of the opposite gender, and this is clearly a concern of the Milsa. Because when Rabbi Schneeberg, Rabbi Schneeberg, Schneeberg in London dealt with the same Shaila, he said he wanted to have trees to serve as a mechitza between men and women in the courtyard. So he said, Adarav, here the Lamigda Milsa is fakat, we should have trees. Because his trees were done in such a way that it created a park-like ambiance which would be attractive for people to come and hang out in an appropriate manner of Kalus Rosh. Whereas in our circumstances, the trees are going to enhance the tznius and the kedusha of the place Lifnei Beis HaKnesses. So that's just dealing with some of the side issues. Now, even if we are to take the most stringent opinion and say that you're not allowed to plant trees and you're not even allowed to keep trees in a shul, the chayra would only apply to a tree. But other vegetable life, such as grass or flowers, would certainly be permissible. Because a tree is a tree. Otherwise you wouldn't be able to have a lawn outside a shul. Yes? And even in halacha, there's a difference between an eitz, pri or eitz, pri or adama. So we don't find anywhere that there mustn't be grass on the harabais, there mustn't be flowers on the harabais, the prochim. I don't know whether there's any yisr bichlal. So therefore, in what was done in the shul, which we now in Bridge Lane, where there was flowers there, flowers, that lechayra is not an yisr according to anyone. But nevertheless, you can always find an exception. So I did find that Shuva Rabbi Yonis in Steif was a great Hungarian Godel who was posted in Hungary before the war and then came to America. And he says that he would compare flowers to trees. It's in Shas Shuva Rabbi Yonis in Steif, Simon Tzadik Hei. He says, in his case, he was matter it because the shul was in a courtyard which also served as access to other houses. So therefore, he says, you can't really call this a courtyard which is exclusive to the shul. But even then, he was concerned about the Maran Sheikh, and he says they should build a little wall or partition, a fence, to separate between the flowers and the shul. And so therefore, there is always, there is in this case, certainly someone who would support the comment of the Kanoi, which I mentioned at the outset of this year. Speaks specifically, Heiman Eitim Latzman HaProchim, flowers. Cholokim, but in any way doesn't in any way incriminate against the structure, because, as I said before, Yesh Rabim Al-Mir Yismichim Befrat, here we're now talking about flowers, but this is an extension, beyond an extension, of the original Issa, that unless someone is a Talmud of the Rebbeinu Steif or comes from that particular school, there's no reason why he has to be mekabel upon himself. That chumrah. So it was a very temporary thing.
Is the definition of Masher or not a tree you pray to, whereas a tree is just...
No, that's precisely what I said.
There is any tree.
Masher here, Chazal say, means any tree.
I see.
Nothing to do with what you've done.
I am discovering.